So, as most of you probably know, one of the great loves of my life was this girl named Melanie that I met when I was just out of college. We spent probably, the better part of 2 or 3 years, semi together at least. And when we finally broke up, I really didn't get over her for about 3 years afterwards. I wrote a lot of stuff about her. This is one of the better things, I think, at least. It's one of my favorites. It's called Jericho. My lover harbored truth like a flea-bitten soldier in her hands and eyes. Shocked, I stood still and felt wounds open and shut like mouths or moth wings within me. I shivered. There was something about her scent or the way she moved her hand against her hip, that flitted past reason and touched something darker, something old and heavy and finally, finally hungry in my brain. The drives older than the scent of smoke or the curve of gazelle running, the movement of hand on skin, mouth on breast. And still shocked, I reached out and touched something. Mind, emotion, something in her, also old and hungry, and we went together, sitting in the sodium light of a modern parking lot, sharing everything, all the secrets flowing out in the gush, and I knew that they were birth waters worth all this waiting. That was our story. There's more, setting circumstances, both tragic and more than a smidge amusing. But the story is this, always this. Two women touching, whispers in a close room, the ache as the hindbrain awakes and demands its ancient tribute. This too left marks curled around my still beating heart. I treasure them. They are my hard-won badges, medals of a war won permanently when her voice was the dulcet siren of Jericho, and all my protections crumbled before her truth carried to me from a place like very far away.